Rachelina Ambrosini was born on July 2, 1925, in the Passo district of the municipality of Pietra de' Fusi in the province of Avellino. The Ambrosini family was wealthy, but not without strong Christian values. Even though the Ambrosini family lived a wealthy life, Rachelina herself never found any interest in money nor material things. Even before she was 1 year old, the first word she uttered was Hail Mary, convinced that it was her mother's name. At the age of 4, while playing in a garden, she receives a vision of the Virgin Mary. She mentions this to her loved ones, but no one believed her. But it didn't just end there. At the age of 5, Rachelina fell ill with measles and her health conditions became serious. Saint Anthony appeared to her and reassured her with his words, "You will recover immediately and well from this disease, but know that at 15, I will come back to get you." Rachelina knew that heaven was smiling at her and taking care of her, and she began a giant run towards holiness with the little things of everyday life, living with her gaze turned and her focused towards heaven. Now you may think that after heaven's apparitions to her, this little one went on to accomplish the extraordinary things in life in a pursuit of holiness. But no, nothing she did was ever striking. She did the most simplest and littlest things with great love. For example, she gave her snacks or even her own shoes to those who had nothing. She grew close to the needy. She did all these with the conviction of helping Jesus present in her poor friends. From the way she lived her life, we get the idea that Rachelina was not afraid of death, for she knew she was in the safest hands in the universe, those of God. She prepared herself at the age of 7 for her first confession, with a desire to love Jesus with all her strength. Even the encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist on the day of her first communion was a day she lived with great fervor. She approached school with joyful commitment. Rachelina was a child prodigy. She was a motivated and enthusiastic child, cheerful, lively, and carefree. She was the soul of the class and everyone's favorite friend. Her love for Jesus grew more and more each day, as well as her charity towards the poorest companions and towards the needy, and with her amiability and goodness, she conquered their hearts. One day, at the family home, a poor man knocked on the door asking for alms. In addition to almsgiving, Rachelina took the cake that her mother had made and gave it to the man as a gift. She knew immediately that by offering the cake, she would make the poor man feel important and loved. In October of 1936, Rachelina moved to Bari. Her life in boarding school was serene and joyful. She applied herself to study with the desire to make her beloved parents happy, and with the dream of becoming a teacher when she grew up, as it was her dream to one day help children, especially the most disadvantaged ones. With this beautiful project in her heart, she distinguished herself as a model student. The secret of a happy life was a daily encounter with Jesus in the Eucharist. One day, Rachelina was unable to attend Mass due to a slight illness. After the Mass was over, she ran to embrace tightly and kissed a friend of hers who had just received Jesus in the Eucharist and said to her, "Carry Jesus in your heart." Rachelina prayed with seriousness and composure in church. At home and among her friends, she always suggested that they pray the rosary together, for which she had a special devotion. She was later transferred to Rome for high school studies, and it was here that she experienced the sadness of the First World War. Because her father had been called to war, but she, even in this painful circumstance, showed herself to be full of hope and serenity. Her personality was maturing and her spiritual profile took shape with extraordinary simplicity. Rachelina lived constantly in the presence of God and in search of His will. After a few days of fever on the 18th of February 1941, she was admitted to a specialized clinic because she was suffering from very serious and fulminant meningitis. All the people and her friends, hearing the news, prayed for her recovery. Rachelina, however, remembered the sweet face of the Madonna and the soothing words of Saint Anthony, "You will recover immediately and well from this disease, but know that at 15, I will come back to get you." And even on her deathbed, she did not think of herself, but of consoling her parents. She wrote, "Suffering is like a bitter almond. You throw it away, you think it ended up in the cold earth. Instead, going back to that place, after a few years, you will find a beautiful almond tree in bloom." Her mom, Filomena, travels to San Giovanni Rotondo to pay a visit to Padre Pio, where she wished to receive some consoling words. This is where Padre Pio had pulled her out of the crowd and had told her, "You are a lucky mother." Raquelina fervently received the sacraments of the anointing of the sick, penance, and the Eucharist, edifying the hospital chaplain, who was admired by the example of the dying young woman, who he defined as a real angel. At 1:30 p.m. on Monday, the 10th of March, 1941, she died at the age of 15, accompanied by the immense pain of her parents and of all who had the joy of knowing her. In 1958, her body was transferred to the parish church of Santa Maria and Santa Lesio in Venticano. The fame of her holiness grew more and more, especially among the young people, from whom Raquelina is considered an example in the life of prayer and in her entrustment to God's will and her generosity towards the poor. Venerable Raquelina Ambrosini, pray for us.